Blog Talk Radio. Anyone charged with a criminal matter has the right to have their case heard before a judge or judicial officer of the court is entitled to a fair and public hearing by a competent, independent and impartial court, have strict court rules enforced such as the right of reply, rules of evidence, and be found innocent or guilty beyond reasonable doubt. Yet, our most vulnerable can have their rights, assets, and decision-making rights removed by a public servant of the state, not a judge, in a tribunal setting that can ignore evidence and facts and determine matters as they see fit and conclude matters based on probabilities alone. Are you scared yet?
Good evening, everyone. This is Marty Oakley, the PPJ Gazette Online. And this is the TS Radio Network. We are online with Australia again tonight, and we are revisiting the Jewish aged care abuses that have taken place there in the nursing homes occupied by Jewish residents and supposedly overseen by the Jewish faith. That appears not to be the case. With us is a guest returning. We call him Mr. D. He's had to hide out from the police, as you know, in Australia for speaking out on these issues. You can go to jail. And so he's been hiding from them ever since he blew the whistle on this. He's back with us tonight to update us on what has happened. And then we will have Doug, also from Australia, will be on later in the show. What's happening, you know, one of the things, Mr. D, you said that just really struck me was your father recently remarking that it was 1940 all over again. They're back. That, I think, just shakes everybody to their core. Can you kind of give us an update on what's been going on?
Hi, Marty. Thanks for inviting me back on your program. Since
you
the
bet.
Last time I spoke on your program, I have been continually harassed by police coming to my home looking for me, because this Jewish aged care facility has pressed charges against me for talking to the media. As you're well aware, they are now taking civil action for defamation as well, which they forced upon me just before your last program. The CEO of this facility in Melbourne is determined to shut me up from speaking out the truth to the public. The police have been seen and witnessed by neighbours jumping the fence at my home and banging on the windows. 75 years since liberation, this Jewish aged care facility are still behaving like Nazis. It must be the COO and the CEO who lost their loyalty to the Third Reich. You cannot be penalized for speaking the truth. It has taken an emotional toll on my family with all these happenings, and I am very lucky I have a beautiful, caring, supporting wife and children who tell me that I need to fight for what is right, not only for my father, but all elders in Jewish and non-Jewish aged care homes. My father has returned to this elderly abusing nursing home from hospital as there were no beds available in the area. He consistently calls me for help and he wants to see me, but if I enter, I'll be arrested by the police. It breaks me that I cannot enter the facility to see him, and I break up in a sea of tears because I feel that I've let my father down and that I have failed as a son. I can see his health is deteriorating and I cannot be by his side. I am letting my father down, not supporting him in his time as need. As I speak today with a heavy heart, my father is in a weak state in hospital again. He is now on morphine, does not speak, has not eaten for 3 days or drunk. I am fearing that he has now given up after this abuse he has suffered at this Jewish aged care facility. On Thursday, the 23rd of January, I could tell he was not well on the phone as he called me. And once again, no staff was found to attend to his needs. I called Hatzolah, the emergency Jewish organisation here in Melbourne, and then to my disgust, calling my father on his mobile, I was told that Hatzolah was cancelled by a staff member at Jewish Care, as they told Hatzolah it's a false alarm. I feel I have failed my father. I should have walked into the facility, even with the threat of police arresting me, take him out to the hospital. My father should have been in hospital 3 days earlier, but this murder facility stopped me. When in hospital, my father's tablets were collected in Webster packs. Tablets were missing, pre-signed drug charts were given, all from this facility, and all the paperwork and packs were in a total mess. My son was accused of pinching some Webster packs who collected it. Later on, I received a call that they found more medication. So since his last time being in hospital to now, he has not been administered. Tablets have been not given to him for his blood thinning, to stop him having a stroke and a heart. All up, we have some 22 Webster packs. My wife, which is ridiculous. My wife consoles me and gives me strength to fight on, as she believes what I am doing is right. It's as if the CEO has now taken this personally at the financial expense of the Jewish community. I am led to believe that the CEO could have spent probably close to $100,000 of community money fighting me. So his personal vendetta is being financed by the Jewish community. Money that can be spent on the elder and the young. There are 5 lawyers being CC'd into this fast at this legal firm. It is rumoured now that it is personal, the community expense, and not $1 has come out of the CEO's pocket, which it should. The fish always stinks from the head. The CEO is a bad, obnoxious smell and needs to go to the rubbish bin as he is contaminating all around him. There is a rumour that's just started. He may be leaving this year. My words to you, CEO, and you know who you are, and I'm sure you're listening, get the F out of there today. Go F yourself. Get out. Don't waste more money. You're just a common goy, and get out. The Victorian Jewish Aged Care is led by the CEO and the CEO. They are all dream, financial, loyal, employee, family, elder killers, and are proud of themselves. The president of the board talks about elder abuse, yet in my view, she is the biggest abuser of them all, condoning this behaviour. She's the new CEO, the new board president. She needs to go. The CEO can do what he wants personally, and no staff or board member will intervene. I've been told by a few board members they have no idea of what's happening, considering the CEO could have them facing jail time, allegedly. It is our custom to stay silent, not to report on those in our community. However, we must speak. This custom must be broken. When we see abuse, otherwise it's the same as silence, as all victims in the 1940s in the Holocaust. You do not bully the community and rely on for donations to keep financial. The lives of these elders are fragile and they need to be treasured. The Holtner, Smorgon, Cohen families, multimillionaires, continually donating, and all the other donors, they need to stop now. No more money to Jewish Care until this is sorted out. Their money is being used to finance elder abuse, to finance people to take to court. The money is going into the wrong hands. The CEO, COO, board, you need to learn not to shit where you eat. We must all work as a team. As teamwork through our elders got the foundation erected for us all in this beautiful, peaceful country. 75 years ago, some 29,000 Jewish people settled in Australia, built up all these organizations. And these people, the CEO, COO, people have no idea, are destroying our foundation. And they've run out of money. And they were given a gift. They were given the dream of a future for the community, and they're destroying it. The CEO at the recent AGM had no right to publicly advertise that there is plenty of wealth in the Jewish community. Is he jealous? What's it his business that people have got wealth? The board, they're only on there so they can feel, so they can state on their Linkedin that they are a board member of the Jewish Care. You know, there's more to life than LinkedIn. The senior management and board requires people of value and street knowledge that can jump in to stop this elder abuse going on in this aged care facility and have a daily involvement in its running. They're never to be seen. This will assist in mapping out the future. In 1946, in the Nuremberg trials of the Nazis attributed to the war crimes against the culling of Jews and non-Jews, the weak and vulnerable, it was said, that these Nazis were followers. Why should we be today, 75 years on, followers on elder abuse crimes? We were the victims then. Didn't we learn anything from all this? It seems not. Our elders are now the victims. If you let me, I am going to read out a transcript from this trial. This case is unusual in that the defendants are charged with the crimes committed in the name of the law. These men, together with their deceased or fugitive colleagues, were the embodiment of what passed justice in the Third Reich. Most of the defendants have served at various times as judges, as state prosecutors, and as officials in the Reich Ministry of Justice. All but one are professional jurists. They are well accustomed to courts and courtrooms, while their presence role may be new to them. But a court is far more than a courtroom. It is a process and a spirit. It is the house of the law. This the defendants know or must have known in times past. I doubt that they ever forgot. Indeed, the root of the accusation in the case is that these men, leaders in the German judicial system, consciously and deliberately suppressed the law, engaged in an unholy masquerade of tyranny, but disguised as justice, and converted the German judicial systems to an engine of despotism, conquest, pillage, and slaughter. The only difference is this applies to the Jewish aged care facility in Melbourne, as well as all aged care facilities, irregardless of race, Jewish, not Jewish. The board, CEO, CO, and all senior staff at these facilities have converted this Jewish aged care to a house of conquest, pillage, and slaughter, which all comes under elder abuse. You know who you are at this Jewish aged care Victorian facility. We will name you in full and shame you in the public very soon. We, the community, are followers of these Jewish aged care crimes against elders. We need to trial the senior management and board under the War Crimes Act, as this is all abuse. We need to educate now to say our children, to say no to elder abuse and cement the road to respect and dignity of all who enter a nursing home, Jewish or not. This week, I showed the AASJA videos and Marty, your last podcast, from the 14th of January to a group of 15 to 16-year-olds. They were horrified. They are looking at all this. I've asked them, go to your school. Tell your principal this should be taught. As much as there is taught about abuse against women and children, this is a part of it. Be the leaders of tomorrow, today. The rabbi at this facility, where the Jewish aged care facility, was disappointed as to how I spoke about him at the last time. But it's the truth. It's the damn truth. He probably found it all confronting. All I can say is, rabbi, pastoral carer, you know who you are. Wake up and tell your CEO to go screw himself instead of these elders, and he will not have your job placed on the line to satisfy the CEO personal needs as Hitler did. Rabbi, tell their CEO, if you can't handle what I said, then leave the facility as he should off in 2012. See the articles of the Melbourne Jewish News with the CEO after the allegations were placed in the paper of mismanagement of running these facilities, and this still applies to today, 8 years on. Rabbi, don't take this personal. Grow some testicles. You love and respect your residents. Don't let this Hitler supporter goy CEO change your values. You have so much to offer these elders. I say it again, you are a good man, a mensch. Act now and do what is right for these elders. If you can't, you know what to do. Leave. Don't be a wet rag, a schmutter. I have not heard any support from the rabbis and pastoral carers in this Jewish community of Melbourne. On Shabbos, I asked the senior rabbi of a Caulfield congregation, you know who you are, I attend, he listened to the podcast I sent him. He said no. It just shows he He does not care and does not want to know. You know who you are. To all you rabbis, you are money-sucking elder murderers and promote this elder abuse. You can help to stop all this, but you refuse. You need to make your shul into a prison, as this is where you need to be. It's called willful blindness. And all you see is ways of getting financial advantage of the elders you visit who are being abused, and these are the people who finance the building of your synagogues. You are all bush rangers, Ned Kellys in beards. Rabbis, stop not sucking money from these sincere, honest, hard-working elders in return for a blessing that is only false words. Get a real job. I have been told that a producer of a Jewish radio station in Melbourne will not air any air of these abuses to elders on this station. Why? I will tell you. Alan, you know who you are, has a business that supplies pharmaceutical products to the Jewish aged care facility, and he is afraid his contract will be cancelled with the Jewish aged care. Where is the freedom of speech? Alan has been blackmailed, a supplier, not a resident of family. Alan, you have two hats. You can't wear both at once. The same thing with the Jewish news. The journalist has been in Melbourne, has been interviewing for months elders, families of elders, staff, and the papers will not expose the truth that has been given by dozens of witnesses. Where is our freedom of speech? Typical intimidation, bullying by this Jewish aged care again. The nurses, Natasha and Ella, who has been exposed as abusing elders, is still employed. No action has been taken. Maggie, the nurse, called a resident a Nazi and provides poor care to the elders, even after the family's complaining, still employed to continue harming our elders. On Sunday, 26th of January, she forced a resident to take his meds against his will. There is a manager named Denise who is now telling residents to buy takeaways they do not like the food. She is also behaving in a bully fashion and is degrading the residents. A resident last week was intimidated by a senior nurse named Mary. Why? I will tell you, this nurse was trying to take his rights away when he noticed he was drugged with medication that was not his, complained about the food and quality of care. How did this Jewish aged care attend to his complaints? They tried to institutionalize him in an external home. He wanted to commit suicide because he couldn't handle being treated this way in a Jewish aged care. The COO, who described himself as a Nazi, still employed, still no action by board or management. This Jewish aged care facility loves having a Nazi walking around reminding residents of their past 75 years on. I will share something with you. This week, it's 75 years since our loved ones were liberated from Auschwitz. 1.1 million Jews were killed in this camp. 6 million Jews all up were perished. And they tell me another 5 million non-Jews also perished in the Holocaust. Do you think this Jewish aged care facility did a memorial or a memorial candle service to remember those who perished? No way. Because the COO is a Nazi supporter and he wants the Third Reich to be remembered in typical Nazi fashion as a superior race. There was no service made yesterday to commemorate 75 years of liberation and to remember our perished. In a regional town called Ballura in Victoria, there was a resident who displayed the Nazi flag proudly, but was met with aggression and no support from the residents of this town, of whom none were Jewish. This resident had to leave town, but here at Jewish Care, a board supports the actions of this Nazi-infused COO. If the COO wants, he can go pick up the flag and put it on the facility, the Jewish facility, if it makes him very proud. Maybe the board will be proud, who are all Jews, that this man is supporting Nazism because they've done nothing about it, and the board is all Jewish. There is a Jewish nursing home here in Melbourne named Emmy Monash. It's the only other one. Not only did this facility show respect to our elders on this Memorial Day, the liberation of Auschwitz, but it shows the respect and dignity to all our survivors in their care, in the care of food, dignity, respect on a daily basis. There is inclusion in this facility from all staff and board, and not one Nazi supporter to be found in staff. Kol hakavod to Emmy Monash. Maybe Emmy Monash can teach Jewish Care to respect elders or take over the Jewish Care facility, as this facility needs to be shut down. Angelique, facility manager, and senior staff have not been seen for the last 3 days due to a long weekend public holiday. Not having a connection to our faith, she showed no respect in arranging a memorial service for the 1.1 million Jews killed in Auschwitz. On top of no one to manage the facility for 3 days, senior management. This puppet on a string controlled by CEO needs to be terminated for showing no respect to our elders. Angelique, facility manager, why is there such a mess in your facility with the management and documentation of meds? Why can't your staff diagnose health issues with residents? You've had enough time to get it right, but you can't. Pack your bags. It's time you left and joined Rose. You are like the other 19 facility managers that have been here just for respite for the last 10 years. She is a member of the murder and elder abuse team. She sends out emails of propaganda for the community to believe, just as Hitler did, about how good the food is, which has gone backwards. The new chef, David, who can't cook and he couldn't even run his own business, is in charge. They will not pay for a proper chef. And we must not forget 4 days ago, Denise was telling residents to buy takeaway. They complained about the food. So how good is the food? Updates on killer racist staff, and thanks to Maggie, Azia, Denise, whose name is the name of the funeral, whose last name is the name of a funeral parlor, Tobin. Well, Denise Tobin must be getting business for her family who run the funeral parlor. She needs to pack her bags as well. Angelique, are you breaching security by advertising to the public the security code to the facility? 4285 hash. CSG, this Jewish community service team, needs to be placed this facility on 24-hour security lockdown coverage due to this and previous breaches. And this facility is very open to the public. The Jewish aged care can't respect the parish in its atrocity 75 years ago at Schwarz Auschwitz in a memorial for its liberation, as they can't respect the living in their aged care home. My late mother was a prisoner at Auschwitz, along with her other family members. They were all released on this very hard day 75 years ago. Again, Rabbi, pastoral carer, you forgot to the residents at Jewish aged care facility. You probably did not show respect, as a COO is a Nazi supporter and told you no memorial service to be held. He supports the Fatherland. My father calls me multiple times throughout the day when he wants to see me, but I am helpless. As if I go into the facility, I will be placed in jail. His cries for help are breaking me emotionally. No one should be in this position. These bastards allow a 94-year-old Holocaust survivor to shed tears of begging to see me. You are all behaving like murderers of the SS. My father, even though he is unconscious in hospital, he's still suffering pain in his shoulders and back daily from when he was left hanging on the bed unattended for 1.5 hours. The pain is unbearable. My father is sad to say that his days are coming to an end of his life, and that it should not be with emotional pain from elder abuse. I really feel he's starting to give up while he's in hospital. He's probably calling it quits, and he shouldn't have to be. The CEO and the CAO should be in this position unconscious now and calling it quits. Still no evidence forthcoming on the allegations towards me. The pain, I hope to God, will one day be inflicted on the management and board's parents with no mercy on their souls. We cannot sit quiet again. I raise my hat for Darcy Ehrlich and Manny Wax for bringing these criminals to justice, as we all need to, as a community, bring Jewish aged care to justice. And I will bring them to justice. I will bring them for this domestic violence to justice. Don't everybody sit there and do nothing. Tell the management and board you need to be brought to trial for these domestic acts of violence against elders. Under the Respect Victoria Act, these elders are not allowed to be treated this way. But this Jewish aged care facility ignores it all. And the accreditation board supports elder abuse instead of supporting the dignity, health of our elders. The CEO sits back and gives orders on these abuses and says like Hitler,
Not me.
History being repeated. Please, everybody look up on the internet, the Jewish News 2012 Jewish camp issues at this facility. We need to scream out, we respect the elders, because I can't hear this Jewish aged care as they have respect no elders. I have to share a laugh with you, Marty, and the audience. You have titles in this facility. Residential Operations Commission Manager. Sounds very sick. What is disease? As he is a disease. He is a man who did not wash his hands after handling food rubbish and touched residents and their wheelchairs, spreading disease like he spreads death by not repairing live wires in the residents' room. So when he, without washing his hands, he touched everybody and all the equipment in this facility. People and Culture Department. This lady, not Jewish, knows nothing about Yiddishkeit or our heritage and tradition, and tries to call me on Yom Kippur to have a coffee with her, a day of fasting. Quality innovation. Yes, she innovates elder torture and works with Ella and Natasha on murdering the residents with end-of-life medications, with allegations together with a Dr. Gray. These elders are a burden to Jewish aged care. One of these two nurses has been given a paid trip by Jewish aged care facility to March of the Living. Why? To learn about killing Holocaust survivors. She has no connection to any survivor. Is Jewish aged care sending Ella on the March of the Living to study and continue the horrific acts of torture by Joseph Mengele? Why was she given this trip? Why was it not given to someone who has a connection to the Shoah? Ella got this trip as she is part of the Murderers of Monty team led by Natasha and Mary. If she goes, she might party after the march like the CEO did when he went, who had no connection to any family in the Holocaust. I wonder if the CEO screamed at the march, "I am a march, I am a Nazi," and did a brief description of himself. In 2019, a March of the Living, there was a group, Greek group, who joined for the first time. Did Jewish care even think of having this group included in the 75-year liberation of Auschwitz memorial that they did not have? On the Greek island named Zakynthos, on September the 9th, 1943, the Germans raided this island where there was a big Jewish population. A German officer named Behrens told the mayor, "I want a list of all the Jews living here." He returned twice to collect this list, and it was on the second time there were two names on this list. One was Bishop Chrysostomus and the mayor Kerer, who are both not Jewish. These two people saved the lives of 300 Jewish souls and will always have a special place in the heart of all Jewish people around the world. These two people had heart and respect enough to risk their own lives. It's something that Jewish care doesn't do. There is more recognition than the CEO, COO, senior staff, board at this Jewish aged care will ever receive. You have no heart or respect. You have all saved nothing and only destroyed the lives of elders. Services manager does know what he's servicing, but was described as an asswipe at a residence meeting. There must be more Jewish managers now. There must be more managers at this facility than residents, as residents are beginning to exodus to other facilities out of Jewish care. This Jewish aged care facility in Caulfield, Melbourne, has a mission statement: Chesed, kindness; Mishpucha, family; Derech Eretz, respect; Tzedakah, charity. Well, it's a whole lot of bullshit they want the community to believe. It's so sad. Chesed, the board, management, to show how good they are on the outside but rotten on the inside; Mishpucha, to break the family bond and see family suffer; Derech Eretz, there is none. They only respect the dollar to line their own pockets and waste the community's money on useless programs. There is so much poverty in this community which is not being fixed. There should be no poverty. The Jewish population is so minor compared to the total population of Australia. Tzedakah, the Lord helps those who help themselves. These bastards always look after themselves. The community is second. The biggest thing that is missing in all of this is heart. There is none in this entire organization. This facility's had three nurses overdose and were found semi-unconscious. There was a few months ago, a wanted drug dealer and user walked into the facility through open, unlocked doors in the early hours of the morning, undetected, and then left the facility where he was caught camera thieving an employee's car. He was later caught and charged by the police. It is alleged that he was doing a delivery of drugs to a nurse. Regardless, how could this facility be left unsecured? How could this dealer be left to walk around undetected? Why has CSG not been called to protect our elders? This is a major security breach. There are photos and videos of the facility being left wide open to all on various nights. Maybe the staff drug users took the drugs for their personal use. Who knows? No one knows what is happening at this Jewish aged care facility. Every weekend, Jewish holiday, and every afternoon, this facility is left wide open for strangers to enter, unquestioned, with no one at reception. How safe are our elders? On the 27th of January 20, it was displayed again, the security code to enter the GSH facility. 4285 hash. Another security breach. Or is it another attempt to harm our elders? That same day, there was approximately 15 managers past this door. No one noticed the security breach. So the CEO, Hitler, you did as well to harm others to elders. At a family meeting, it was brought out in the open that all residents did not get their meds one night as the key for the medical cabinet was missing and the spare key could not be found. Maybe the staff drug users took the drugs for their personal use. Who knows? No one knows what is happening at this Jewish aged care facility. There was one morning a 95-year-old woman wheeled herself out naked on a potty trolley because she was begging for family members to dress her because she was left for an hour under the shower. Once again, no staff to be found. A family member passed a towel over her private parts to give her some respect and dignity and pushed her back in her room. I hope this is what the management and board will endure with their parents one day. You are all in total denial and you all need to get out yesterday. We need to name and shame. The community needs to stop donating to this Jewish aged care facility, especially Holtner, Smorgon, Cohen families who have donated millions in one hit until this mess is cleared up and qualified suitable management and board is appointed. Does 75 years on mean anything to the community? Didn't we learn anything from the Shire? Only difference is it's in Melbourne, not in Europe. Stop the elder abuse at all aged care facilities, especially now at this Jewish aged care facility. Give these elders respect and dignity. 29,000 survivors resettled in Australia after the Holocaust. They built schools. They built nursing homes. They built infrastructure for us. And us, the next generation, two, three generation down, we are losing it because we are allowing a pack of goyim with no Yiddish blood, no heart to take over. Marty, it upsets me. It's just from all angles.
Doug, I think we got Doug on here too. Hang on a second here. Let me get him fired up. Mr. D, I understand. I can hear the anger in your voice, and you've been very articulate in putting out there exactly what's going on and who's doing it. Most people don't have that much courage. They have become so terrified of this system that, and this is happening globally. And, you know, as someone pointed out here in messaging, it happens also in, like, these Catholic homes and the ones run by the Baptists, and it happens everywhere. And religion or faith has nothing to do with it. It's all about money. And they're making money. They're getting paid to do exactly what they're doing. And this is why you can't get your government to do anything, why we can't get our government here to do anything. They are performing a service as far as the federal government is concerned. And how they get that service performed, everybody turns a blind eye to it. But you have laid this out very succinctly, exactly what the system is, who's doing it, who's not doing their job, which is virtually everyone. and who's collecting the money. I quite honestly am afraid for you. I'm afraid for you for speaking out this bull. Go ahead.
We have to. We have a Jewish federal treasurer, Josh Frydenberg. He is supporting this elder abuse by being in all their literature, like Hitler did. He brought all the main people for these propaganda. Josh has to stop advertising Jewish care. I am happy if he knows how to make contact with me through mutual people. He needs to walk in with me, and I will walk in this facility unannounced, and he can watch the police announce me. We have David Southwick, another Jewish politician. We have Josh Burns. They are walking around like racehorses with blinders. They're Jewish, they're involved, they picture everything good. Get involved. Come with me. Look what's going on. Come look at my father laying unconscious. I needed to get him into hospital 3 days earlier, and he probably wouldn't have been as bad. But these bastards cancelled Hatzolah, called it a false alarm.
Yeah. Hang on. I've got Doug on the line here, but Doug, you're going to have to take that phone off the speaker because we're getting feedback from it. So I'm going to bring you back live, but please take it off the speaker. Okay.
Okay, that's all.
Yeah. There you go. I think we got it.
Okay.
I can still hear some feedback, yeah, but go ahead. It's okay.
Yeah, no, I've got it all on hand. I need to talk about another victim, another Jewish victim as well, a Mr. A. He has had a very interesting set of circumstances as well. He's been a long-term carer of his mother, and he became a volunteer at the Jewish care facility to assist her. He believes his mother was sexually assaulted by a male nurse, and he raised the allegations to management. He saw bruising on his mother's inner thighs. The facility tried to turn the table for Mr. A and blame him for handling her. It's a long-winded story, this one. It's a long, sad story. In February, March 2018, Mr. A started growing more and more concerned about his mother's care and made the formal complaint. He saw bruises and the poor staff practices. He noticed the food quality was poor. He noticed that elderly were left in their incontinence pads for hours. He noticed that staff were unable to feed those with swallowing difficulties, so either people starved or went unfed. He noticed hygiene issues, staff not washing hands after cleaning soiled residents. He noticed residents covered and left in soiled clothing and underwear. He noticed staff unavailable at night. He noticed death occurred overnight that could have been prevented. Due to falls, patients died hours later as no one there to attend them. He noticed ambulance refused access to patients. He noticed residents left in the dark without human interaction. From then on, after he made the complaints, Mr. A was a marked man. The first response was to cancel access to the facility, even though he had an access card. Secondly, the powers that be started on an email exchange of complaints and alleged behaviours on behalf of Mr. A, which is all a setup. Other staff started making allegations against Mr. A and his so-called behaviour. Of course, this was all noted down in writing. There was a number of allegations of two nurses hastening the death of patients in this facility. Go on a little bit. May 2018, the facility sends Mr. A a letter banning him from the facility, stating he was not acting in his mother's best interest. His mother ended up in hospital, and during this process, the facility asked the public guardian to step in. The facility contacted the Office of Public Advocate and organised an urgent hearing to remove Mr. A and his family as guardians and medical powers attorney. This was applied for over the phone. It was his guardianship and administration medical power of attorney were removed instantly. Mr. A complained to everybody, even the Australian ACCC, which is an official government body which is supposed to monitor companies and financial organisations, whatever, and on doing so, he realised there is no complaints process available. Now, Victoria, like Queensland, like every other state, has legislation requiring every official entity to have a functional internal complaints review facility. Unfortunately, the legislation requiring the official entities to have an internal complaints facility has no provision for recourse if they don't. So it's pointless legislation. Okay, we need to note the imbalance of power between families and institutions. Families have no power. Institutions have all the power. They are supported by the government at all turns, and families have absolutely no way of getting any recourse, any accountability for any malpractice on the part of the government entities and the institutions. Mr. A did fight successfully to some extent and regained his power of attorney, but his mother ended up in another facility, but linked to the same organisation as Jewish Care. When Mr. A went on holidays in 2019, he came back and again saw bruises on his mother's thigh and reported them. This second facility turned it around and blamed Mr. A. They called the health department. Mr. A replied in writing. And on the 21st of August 2019, the police, the same police actually that are harassing Mr. D now, asked Mr. A to attend their station, which Mr. A did. He went along with his wife, although he did not know the reason for the request to attend the police station. As Mr. A raised concerns and questioned the charges, two officers jumped on him and his wife, bearing in mind both these people in their late 60s. The police threw Mr. A to the ground, and one officer dislocated Mr. A's shoulder. His wife was also attacked and thrown out of the police station. To this day, Mr. A has never recovered physically or emotionally, and is also being charged by police. I have a copy of the official statement made by Mr. A to the Commissioner of the Victorian Police, Graham Ashton, unlawful arrest and assault by Caulfield Police. On the 21st of August 2019, at approximately 8:40 p.m., my wife and I attended at the Caulfield Police Station at the request of Sergeant Katie Berger. In the foyer, I notified the police constable behind the counter that I was there at the request of Sergeant Berger and that I did not know the reason that she had requested my attendance. When Sergeant Berger appeared in the foyer together with Constable Beau Lewis, she invited me to sit in the foyer and she commenced reading from a document in which it was alleged that I had physically mistreated my mother, who was a resident in care at the Hemmen Care Dementia Village on the 20th of April 2019 and 19th of June 2019. I explained to Sergeant Berger that these allegations were baseless and false. The documents that she read, in which I now know to be a family violence safety notice, prohibited me from having any direct contact with my mother, who is 92 years of age and suffers from advanced dementia. I had been attending to her daily, two or three times every day, washing my mother, changing her nappies, dressing her, feeding my mother, walking her outside every day, collecting flowers, singing songs and playing her piano, as well as taking her shopping, monitoring her medications, food preparation, painting and dancing with her when she was able to, for the last 3 years, to minimise her suffering. I told Sergeant Berger that it was not possible that I could not attend to my mother, and Sergeant Berger then ordered Constable Lewis to arrest me, cuff me, and take me to the secure room. Suddenly, other policemen then emerged from behind the counter, put their hands on me and on my wife for no reason whatsoever. Constable Lewis grabbed my left arm and pulled it behind my back, causing me great pain and injury, while Senior Constable, John Petunis, grabbed my right arm, pulling me down. I yelled in pain. My wife objected to the police, saying, "He is in pain. What are you doing?" My headgear, my notebook, telephone, and my spectacles all fell on the floor. Sergeant Berger ordered the policeman, "Get her out of here." My wife was physically ejected for about 4 metres from the front door of the foyer, and I was then pushed towards the chairs and made to sit. And I was given a copy of the document and then told to go. I'm 68 years old, and I suffered injury and great pain and humiliation as a result of the assault and lawful arrest that was ordered by Sergeant Berger and perpetrated by Senior Constable Paternus and Constable Beau Lewis. My wife and I intend to institute legal proceedings against the Victorian Police, Sergeant Berger, and two other constables for damages for the wrong done to us. I understand that the foyer of the Caulfield Police Station is secured with CCTV cameras, and I believe that this incident was filmed and possibly audibly recorded. I intend to subpoena the production of the film in evidence and request that you please confirm that the film will not be destroyed until such time as the matter has been heard in court or otherwise resolved. A copy of this letter will be forwarded to the Honourable Lisa Neville, MP, Minister for Police, Chief Commissioner of the Victorian Police, Graham Ashton, and the officer in charge of the Caulfield Police Station. I would appreciate your acknowledging this request will be complied with. Please also advise where I can observe and obtain a copy of the film. Signed, Mr. A. It's very typical of what we strike. It's not unique, but it's certainly a very blatant example of the corruption that exists in the Victorian Police Force.
Well, it's like that here too, Doug. It's exactly the same system. Absolutely no remedy at law. We're getting feedback again. One of you has a speaker phone on. Please shut it off.
Okay, how's it?
I had to mute up Mr. D temporarily. No, I'm still getting it. It wasn't him.
It's not me. My laptop's on mute, and it's 20 meters away, and I'm just on a walkie-talkie phone out the front yard.
Okay. But like I say, Doug, we're facing the same thing here. The system is so corrupt, and this is all centered on getting rid of these people as quickly as possible, but make them money while you do it. And they somehow seem to be able to find the most horrible, conscienceless, immoral, amoral people that I had no idea there were so many deficient, defective people in the population milling around. But it seems like every time something like this comes up in a global sense, because they are doing this globally, there's always a sector of the population that will, maybe out of the thought that they are going to somehow save themselves, will cooperate, will go along with the program, will help facilitate it, commit the acts, you know. And there's always a sector, even during World War II, many of the capos in the camps were Jewish. And, of course, when they opened those camps up, they jumped on them and beat them to death. This happens in Catholic nursing homes. It happens in, Protestant nursing homes, whether it's Baptist or this one or that one. And they hide behind religion. And
they do indeed.
Yes, they hide behind it to hide what they're doing. And you're not supposed to question it, because after all, they work for the church, and they belong to the same church you do, and that's how they hide themselves. And they're some of the worst
media
places
coverage
out
in Australia.
There.
Over the last few months, there's been a lot of media coverage in Australia about the fate of old racehorses. There was a lot of angst about old racehorses just being put down because they're no longer winning races, they're no longer profitable, so let's just get rid of them. We've had the same thing with old greyhounds that were racing. Again, once they become no longer winners, they're a liability, so let's get rid of them. And I believe the same thing is being applied to old humans. When they're no longer working full-time, no longer paying taxes and charges and whatever to the government, they are also seen as non-profitable. So let's just get rid of them, same as old horses and old greyhounds.
Yes. And see, we went through that here too, Doug. Ex-Arbin over in Nebraska that raced greyhounds. People went insane when they found out that when these dogs couldn't win anymore, they just had them killed.
Yeah.
And so they had big adoption processes going on, but I think they closed that racetrack down. But the same thing with racehorses. They end up at the slaughterhouse.
Yep.
It's just, we do this, we value nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I just don't get this.
It's fairly obvious that old humans are not seen as any more valuable than an old horse or an old dog.
Right, exactly. We don't have any more use for you, and you can't pay taxes anymore. We have nothing left to extort you with, so we're just going to take what you accumulated and kill you.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah. What do either one of you see on the horizon with this? How do you see it playing out? Do you getting any feedback from anybody?
The people generally don't. identify, the masses, the sheeple, they don't identify. They say, well, it's not me, it won't happen to me, I've got my affairs in order, and so on and so forth. It seems to be impossible to educate people. It's really until it's too late. Once one of them, one of their family has been targeted, then they finally start saying, well, gee, maybe we might have to do about it. But it takes a while even for them, because there's still this cognitive dissonance. People don't believe that the system is as corrupt as it is. It has to,
right.
It has to be a while, and generally it's too late. When they wake up, it's too late. They're already in the clutches of the racket, and they have trouble escaping. Particularly if someone has been institutionalised, it's much, much, much harder, because certainly in Australia, once you've been institutionalised, you lose all rights. You have no rights whatsoever, not under the Constitution, not under international law, not under common law, not under any sort of legal process or whatever. You have no rights once you're institutionalised. You're just a vegetable.
Well, that's the way it is here, Doug. That's what probate court is here. You are stripped of your personal identity. You suffer what's called a civil death, which is equal in its consequences to a natural death, and you can't speak. You can't do anything on your own behalf, and you have no rights. We have cases where judges, these people calling themselves judges, have told people in the courtroom that we're trying to defend that targeted victim. You mentioned the Constitution one more time, I'll put you in jail. That's how bad this is. And these are not courts of law. This is administrative statute. And it's operating. It's the same way all across the globe, same system in place. We were trying to estimate earlier, there was an article that came out by a fellow there in Australia about this that I saw just this morning, where he said the pathway system that all of this is based on out of England had this last year killed 100,000 people, and they were quite proud of it. And we are estimating here in the States, it's somewhere around 200,000 to 250,000 a year they are taking out using this system. The statistics from Health and Human Services here show that, on average every year, at least 2 million people die on Medicare, old age medical. They never mention this.
You've got 10 times that population, of course, so you'll have a bigger number.
Yeah, right. We have a bigger number, but it's reflective of a much larger population.
That's right.
But they are
proportionally
taking us out.
Here, I think.
Yes.
But proportionally, we'd have the same issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think that's probably kind of universal around the world.
Yeah. Mr. D, you had wanted to say something a few minutes ago.
Yeah, see, what I find is, after a while, people lose the heart towards our elderly, like I said, towards our elderly. They don't care anymore. I'm not going to be, I don't need to work on you to suck any money out of you. All I need to do is bury you. Everything goes to plan. I'll get your money, and that's it. And that's not right. But there's other things happening. And like this Jewish aged care home, if you look back 8 years ago in the Jewish news, everyone who was named in that article have gone. Two people are left. The CEO, it says it in plain English, CEO Bill and COO Hugh. They're the only two people that are left there. And they're running this facility into turmoil, into destruction. It's like Doug and I, I think he's had a report like me from a couple. There's about three ex-nurses that were promised hush money, and this aged facility reneged on it. And they've provided some incidences. And some of this is very shocking, what I'm going to tell you now, especially this one. About 2 years ago, there was, in this Caulfield aged care facility, there was a lady who was found dead and suffered for hours wedged between the bed and the wall. The lady not checked all night and wanted to get up. She wedged herself between the bed and the wall and was found in that position early in the morning. They claim it was probably 6 hours. No one checked her during the night. And rigor mortis set in. She was stiff, and the smell of death consumed the room. Now, there are allegations, I repeat, there are allegations that the CEO, the COO, the nurse on duty, and I find it hard to believe the rabbi, which I really don't believe, were forced to cover up the death. They put a mask over her face to cover up the bruises, and they lied to the family and told them she died in her sleep. To this very day, the family do not know what happened. But there are two nurses that have verified the story. And Dr. Death could have been called in to sign the certificate. There was another incident where there was an RN was unable to toilet a resident because she was too busy. So, but when she went to the resident, even though she was going to go on a break, and then when she returned from, she put the resident in the toilet, told the nurses to attend to her, went for a break. She came back, went into the staff room, and the nurses were braiding each other's hair.
Wow.
There was another incident. Okay. A staff member took her child to work on a night shift. She didn't have a babysitter. So the facility became a kindergarten, and the child slept in a bed that wasn't being used. You know, there's accusations of staff sitting in the nursing stations, playing on their phones, playing games on the computers, and when the call bell is lit. Well, I believe that because I've seen all the call bell reports where when my father was suffering last week, he had a 48-minute wait. That was one of the waits. There's another incident where an RN was performing CPR with one hand while being directed by Triple O. They didn't deflate the air mattress, which was resulting in the resident flopping around like a rag doll while performing compressions with one hand. There's accusations of night shift, sleeping while on duty, and then using the towels in the shower so they can go to their day job. Well, that I can confirm is true because they've been caught a few times by surprise visits by senior management. What's been done? Nothing. Still no answer to the family of the gentleman who suffers motor neuron disease, where he was found unconscious in the morning because they washed his eyes with tea tree oil, begged for help for 14 hours, and it's only when he's a medical worker who is a assistant to him a couple mornings a week had to revive him. No oxygen to be found, no oxtray to be found. This same gentleman they want to ban from the facility because he did save the life of a 101-year-old man 8 weeks later because he used the facility's equipment. Well, do you know what? He didn't do the wishes of this Jewish aged care facility in Caulfield. They probably wanted these two people dead.
Wow. Okay.
You know, so people who are helping, what's going on? A Jew doesn't do this to a Jew. We don't do this. After our sufferings in the 48 war, the Holocaust, this bastard couldn't even remember the 75-year memorial yesterday. Could not even remember this memorial, the Auschwitz liberation, something so vital. And they're sending a non-Jewish murderer to represent Jewish care, March of the Living? Disgraceful.
Wow. Yep.
Disgraceful. Ella should not be going. She should be stopped. The community should stand up now, put posts on Jewish care Facebook, Twitter, send emails, go to the AASGAA website. Complain of what's going on. We need to voice it now. The CEO needs to go. He's getting ready to jump a sinking ship. Get him out now because he's going to leave a bloody big debt right now. He needs to go.
Wow. Okay, Mr. D, we're down to the last minute here. I want to thank you for coming on. And Doug, you also had to mute you because the back feed was just too fierce. I I don't know how we're going to stop all this, Mr. D, right now. I'm afraid for your safety. I'm afraid for everyone over there that has become involved in exposing this. We're in the same boat here. We are in the same boat here. They are doing this globally. And you're not safe anywhere. If you're over 50 in any country, you've got a target on you. And especially if you've accrued any assets. This is not about elder care. This is about elder exploitation, stealth euthanasia, and culling the elderly from the planet. This is what this is about. And they're doing a fine job. The more of it we expose, the faster they go. We will be back next week with another guest from Australia to talk with us about what's happening there. please be safe, Mr. D. Please be safe. Doug,
thank you
for tuning in with us. And keep in touch with us, Mr. D, if you can, and let us know you're okay, okay?
Yeah, I'll give you updates with pleasure.
Okay, all right.
We need to work together
and everybody,
to stop
yes.
this abuse.
Yes, and everybody, thank you for tuning in. We had a banging big crowd tonight. And it looks like we had a couple of national broadcasting companies online with us, too. So let's hope that something good comes out of all of this. We'll be back with you next week. Thanks, everybody, again, and we'll talk with you then.